Hey, 99 Pages, we are trying something new today. So avid fans of the show who are on our email list know we send out a monthly book review. Well, we've heard from many of you that you'd actually enjoy hearing those reviews as a podcast episode. So this month, we're going to start doing that. I hope you'll still consider signing up for our email list at 99pages.club. It's a low spam risk with high reading return. So as we get in today's reviews, I want to ask you to consider a question. What are the top three moments in human history when we most dramatically changed the course of the human race? That's big stuff. So answers, when I talk to people about this question, the answers usually fall into three categories. One would be resource harnessing. So channeling naturally occurring resources to ease human burden or expand our horizons. So consider the discovery of fire, the invention of sailing for cross-oceanic travel, or even electricity. A second category after resource harnessing would be cultural expansion or failure. So these are moments when a clash of civilizations redefines a border. So think Genghis Khan's eastward halt in Europe, or the halting of the Germans in World War II. You can easily make an argument for how these events change the trajectory of the human story. But there's a third category to consider, and that is major technological advances. When science finds a way for human life to transcend into godlike power. So I have found that my friends, usually when I ask this question, right, what are the top three moments in human history when we most dramatically change the course of the human race? I find that my friends usually offer answers in category one or two. But today, the two books I'm recommending you shifted my thinking dramatically. Both books deal with incredibly important technological advances that have decentralized godlike power down to the common individual. One technology, CRISPR, allows us to manipulate the creation of life on a genetic level. The other, the nuclear bomb, has become the metaphorical off switch for when any player in the human game decides, they've had enough. The former is individually designed creation. The latter is mutually assured destruction. So these books that I'm recommending you today are one, American Prometheus, The Life of J. Robert Oppenheimer by Kai Bird and Robert Sherman, and The Codebreaker by Walter Isaacson. I hope you'll consider adding both of these consequential books to your reading list, because the only way we can control the outcomes of these two technologies is if we learn of their origins. So let's start with American Prometheus. So there are 9 countries in the world today holding nuclear weapons, 13,000 of them that we know of. And the United States is, at the moment, the only one that's ever used a nuclear weapon in wartime. J. Robert Oppenheimer is the physicist who led the Manhattan Project at Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, ultimately leading to the creation of the atomic bomb. His life, while steeped in theoretical physics, was simultaneously mired in both anti-Semitism and accusations of communist sympathy. The man was brilliant, but patriotic and yet deeply flawed as a friend, father, and husband. So I set this book down both inspired by the man's achievements, but also feeling chills that a mere mortal could be capable of midwifing the tool of mankind's own suicide. But I will say this, changed forever are my isolationist tendencies in foreign policy. So as a veteran of an ill-conceived war myself, I've often aligned with those who think foreign wars are a waste of American lives and resources, and we need to focus on defending the homeland. But in a nuclear world, I've learned that fortune favors the aggressor. There is no defense shield strong enough to protect America's borders from the catastrophic physical and emotional toll of a nuclear warhead on our soil. I understand why the U.S.'s geographic military expanse, while expensive and often unproductive, does keep wars off our shores. In a nuclear world, this book reminded me that the best defense is often a strong offense. More to follow on that thought later. But before we do, let's move on to The Codebreaker by Walter Isaacson. Now, I have a love-hate relationship with this book. I commend Isaacson for taking such a complex topic and trying to wrap the reptilian common person brain around it. As citizens who make decisions daily about the types of technology we will integrate into our homes and lives, this book serves as a meta-analysis of the way advancements come to be in the first place. So Isaacson covers the incentive structures of the academics in pursuit of Nobel Prizes and discovery, the actual chemistry involved in mRNA and the replacing of genetic material, and of course the ethical quandaries that both science and industry have to think about, though he points out that they kind of do so lethargically, usually finding it's more profitable to cede ethical judgment to the free market at the end of the day. So, of course, there are personalities with these scientists as well. They have insecurities, they have ambitions, they have feuds. So to read this book is to undertake a difficult and frustrating weave of storylines. But I put it down immensely grateful for that struggle. I really appreciated what this book represents in understanding that science is ultimately a human endeavor. Perhaps it was a metaphor in many ways for my relationship with technology itself. Grateful for the struggle, but happy to put it down. So I hope you enjoyed this review of The Codebreaker and American Prometheus. Please subscribe to our podcast if you did. I would greatly appreciate it if you would consider forwarding the review to a friend. The more feedback we can get, the better a job I hope to do. Thanks, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.